You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Okay, now imagine the gas in your car being artificially cheap. I mean, even cheaper than it is now. The company that drilled the oil underpaid for permission to drill, and the pollution that driving causes is not reflected in the price. Now, instead of gas, substitute in the word coal. Today, the federal government said it will go back to the drawing board and try to fix the way coal companies pay to dig and mine on public land. Will that raise the price of coal? For sure. Is the coal industry already in trouble? Check. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
You and I, the joint American owners of federal land, may not be getting a fair shake when leasing it out to coal mining companies. That's talking point number one for Interior Secretary Sally Jewell. She spoke by conference call this morning on managing federal resources.
That includes ensuring the federal coal program delivers a fair return to American taxpayers and takes into account one of the most pressing issues of our time, climate change.
Jewell announced a halt to all new lease sales as her department revamps the system. 42% of American coal comes from federal land, but government auditors have been bashing the leasing program. They found the Fed sold leases at below market value, and in a key coal basin, 80% of sales went to one bidder. Did industry run the show? Mark Squillaci teaches at the University of Colorado Law School.
A system that was designed to be proactive on the part of the federal government, sort of setting the terms for how leasing was going to take place, became entirely reactive to what the coal industry wanted.
Today, the industry is on its knees. Cheap natural gas has undercut it, clean air rules make it pricier, and global demand is shot. So coal analyst Christopher Inton at Morningstar says a halt to new leases for more coal means little. The market doesn't want it.
The industry is just making too much coal for what this new normal is. What we expect is this industry to sort of right-size itself so that the production fits what demand is most likely to be.
Down the road, he says new lease prices that reflect carbon pollution will make coal even less competitive. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.